This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is in China today, where he's expected to discuss that country's plan to launch an alternative to the U.S.-backed World Bank. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, is supposed to supplement existing global development funds. The United States has tried to convince its allies not to support the project, but so far has failed. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
The U.S. warned other countries that China's new institution might not give enough attention to things like environmental concerns or fairness in awarding contracts. Robert Kahn is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think there's a lot of concern on the U.S. side that this institution would become an instrument of Chinese foreign policy.
Hey, haven't there been accusations that the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, where the U.S. has played a leading role, favor U.S. interests?
Yes, it's a double standard.
Anyway, the U.S. didn't prevail. Founding members of the Chinese-led bank include most Asian countries and key European allies like France, Italy, Germany, and the United Kingdom. C. Fred Bergston is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Because the Chinese have been suspect on these issues, they will lean over backward to follow international best practices. My guess is they're going to be holier than the Pope.
And he thinks the U.S. should support and even join the new venture. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.